we have a lot to lose our composure over right now in America, wouldn't you? I want to start reading in the NIV, Psalm chapter 56, verse 3 and 4. I don't talk like this much. But when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. You have to understand the Hebrewism of this Hebrew verse. This is where the psalmist gets very, very real. Many times in my life, I've had no one with me but the Lord. I'm not complaining because that's all I needed. In just a few more days, I'll be 70, and I'm humbled by how good you can feel at 70. But every time I was afraid, I put my trust in God because I didn't have anybody else. Nobody else cared. I had no counselors as a young pastor. One time, Brother Kemp Holden saw me for a few minutes, and I appreciated that. But I had nobody. And I asked God about that, and he said, Angelo, some men walk alone. They just do. He said, read your Bible and look at Elijah. Look at Jesus. Look at Samuel. Look at Joshua. Look at Moses. And I didn't know I would live this long. I hope I will be here next service, but I don't know that I will. But I can tell you this, and if this is the last time, that we see one another. How many of you know me as a strong man? Stand up to you? I've had to. There's nothing else I could do but to be strong. And I've never preached this word, this verse. Every time I was afraid, Remember these words that have come from a strong man. I have another anointing cloth if anybody wants one. Look here, you're like one of my sons. I'm a no-nonsense kind of a person, aren't I? I'm telling you, there's power in this. Do you believe me?
I believe you. I know
you take it.
Thank you.
I love you. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. There's something about the reality of fear My heart was sickened. Some weeks ago, Mike, when it was brought to my attention just how sick you were, like many other people that love you, I pressed in. I gave it my best. And I put my trust in God. For it is written, if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. And it's a progressive thing. And if we know that He hears us, if we know that, sometimes you have to have a moment when you know God is hearing you. The devil tells us no one cares. We've all felt like that. No one cares. I don't really matter. At that time, right on the other side of that moment, to listen to me, there's God. There's God. I want you guys to serve God like never before, because I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I'm going to read from the book of Revelation, and I'm going to explain myself. Chapter 6 and verse 8. I looked, by the way, this is the end of the Bible. This is where if you've got any sense, you're going to try to get things right. And I'm going to tell you what I believe. I can't tell you about living a perfect life because I have not. All I can tell you is that every time I was really afraid, when it got down to it, I learned how to put my faith and my trust in God. This is the fourth seal. I'm nobody. But since my youth, I've been reading my Bible. I believe we are in the fourth seal right now. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and hell was following close behind him. They were given the power, over 25% of the earth population, to kill by the sword, to kill by famine, to kill by plague with wild beasts. And as I begin to hear about this terrible plague that just didn't hit America, it hit the world. And I begin to understand that there's a good chance that this started from animals. I looked at this and I looked at the scripture, and when I could muster up, I began to ask God, Lord, are we living in the last days? I believe we're living in the last days. In the last 2 years, the whole world has relapsed. They had gained some ground, and then they relapsed, not just in America. I know many people that have relapsed, so do you, but all over the world. This is a worldwide affliction on the earth. I believe it was brought to us by the pale horse and hell followed. Jesus said there's going to be earthquakes in different places, that they would become stronger and they would come more and more like birth pains on a woman. Birth pains start out, but they get a little harder. They get a little closer in between, Jay. And they go and they go and they go until women, moms, give birth to their babies. And Jesus said this. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 10, because you're keeping my word, I'm going to keep you in these terrible times. Every day I hear of somebody younger than me dying of this cursed affliction. Every day I do. How many of you know of one person, not intimately, but you know somebody that has died from this affliction? Yes, I do too. And I just want to say this. You have to believe in something. You have to believe in someone. Why not believe in God? You have to believe in something. People that don't, they are absolute, they have a big target on their life. I'm asking you, put your trust in God like never before. I'm asking you to act like a flock animal. I didn't say that men and women were sheep or lambs. Jesus did. We are not goats. We are not gorillas. We are not lone wolves. My point is simple. If you're a flock person, nobody had to tell me, you have a desire to be with the church, to be with the flock. You have a desire. I just told someone, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Nobody in this room needs to hear this. But if it was easy, everybody be doing it. You need to be here before it's too late. Whoever you are, whoever God assigned to this seat, yes, you need to be there. You need to, yes, be here. I release the power of God in this place for you to think about the hour that we are in. We are in the book of Revelation right now. You don't have to agree with me, but this is, as I have watched this and preached it, I was in shock and I was afraid. When I began to see this, and then I began to hear the name of one person after another person after another person after another person that I know. See, I don't care. There's a part of me that doesn't care if somebody over there in another state dies that I don't know. But when it's people I know, let me tell you something. When you're my age and those people are younger than you and now this terrible affliction is attacking our children, more important than whether or not you took a vaccine is, what are you going to do? I'm asking you to learn how to put your trust in God. And you cannot learn that at home on a church day. You cannot. You cannot. You're such a lovely person. As I begin to know who you were and that I know your husband and known him for so long, such a sweet man, and I've seen that you have the courage to stand up and do a hard job with us on Wednesday. I want you to survive. I want you to grow. I want you to be strong, Sherry. You're a good person. Do you believe I'm a man of God? I know you do by the way you look at me. I know you do. Do you believe I'm being sincere? I'm being sincere. Now tell me. Now just tell me. This is a service. This is an offering. Does anybody else need an anointing cloth in this service? If you do, I'm going to make one. And I'm just going to ask as I go along. I'm just going to ask. I believe in the anointing. Jay, God bless you. And I know you know how to use an anointing cloth. Lord, help Jay. Help him, Father. Help Jay. Help him, Lord. Now, the final place I want to go tonight, I carry my phone with me like you do, and every time I get a thought, I put it in my notes. And I had two other messages, but this one just kept pushing itself. And when this verse, when I'm afraid, I'm going to trust you. You know, I haven't had the luxury of being able to let people know that I was afraid, except for one person, my father. See, if you're born again, you have a father that'll never let you down. Now, that father is a provider, and he is a corrector. He that I love, I chastise, I discipline, and he'll treat you like a father should. If you're truly a lamb of God or a sheep, you have a Savior. There's only one Savior. His name is Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Messiah in the Hebrew, Christ in the Greek New Testament. And he lives to talk to the Father about you in heaven. He ever liveth to make intercession for those who are heirs of salvation. And if you are a Christian, you have been given, I'm telling you, if we learn how to use to our benefit God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we can't fail. But you can be afraid. How many of you have been afraid lately? I have. You're the only people I've told that to. And if you're a Christian, if you've asked Christ to come in your life, and Christ has put inside of you the 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 seed, the God seed in your life, you're going to have a natural hunger for the Word of God. You're going to have a natural desire to be with the sheep because you're no longer of the devil. You're no longer a goat. You are a sheep, and sheep are flock animals. You will have a powerful desire to be part of the flock. And the third thing you have in the Trinity is if you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will empower you and he will tell you things to come. Now, I'm going to share in one more place. You absolutely did the right thing. It's not for me, it's for you. Does anybody else want an anointing cloth? Okay, Lucas. You made a good impression on me. I'm wanting you. That seed that's inside of you, I want it to grow. I don't want it to pass away. I don't want you to be stillborn. I want it to grow inside of you. Amen. Last tonight, I'm going to turn to the book of Psalms 91, the go-to place for Christians. Please hear me. Please believe me. Or please test me at least. Could it be? Could we be living at the beginning of the end of times? I'm not going to ask you what you believe. I'm just going to ask you to try to look at it and come up with whatever you come up with. I'm with you. I'm not against you. Psalm 91, verse 1, New International Version. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, he who dwells, look at me just for a moment, this verse does not apply to visitors. This is for people who want to go to heaven, who want God in their life. He who dwells, not he who visits, he who dwells in the secret place, in the secret place, in the secret place. People think you're crazy in this day and age when you begin to serve the Lord. People will mock you openly. I heard of somebody openly telling somebody else, you don't have to tithe. You just wait for a better day to tithe. When my daughters, Kelly and the others, when they were real little, we didn't have enough money for insurance, but we paid our tithes. And my children were not raised up in the emergency room. They were raised up in church. They were made to be still. They were made to obey. Am I lying? No. They were made to listen. Then there came a day. I wanted to make a difference. I raised three other children that weren't mine. And I just felt in my heart, I told my family, I think we could help these. I think it'll be okay. And the blessings that everybody's concerned about just heaped and heaped on us. Heaped, and they still, God blesses us. But there are times when things are very lonely. There are times when I'm afraid. And when I'm afraid, I turn to God. When I'm in anxiety, my Savior, one night, he called out three times to his Father, said, Father, help me. I don't want to go through this. He said, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And then he went and he hung on a cross. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. See, it doesn't matter that he is God. The demons know that he's God and tremble. Is he your God tonight? If he is, I'm giving you somewhere to go. My God, in whom I will trust. The only way that I could do that, be still. Psalm 46 and 10, be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. Surely I have quieted myself as a weaned child. Be still and know that I'm God. I've quieted myself. I've learned to make myself be quiet. Be still, because The Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all you have to do is follow. Rose Lockhart, she was so old and so beautiful. She told us that all we have to do is follow. Be still and know that I'm God. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Now, I don't understand everything. I've asked my wife, who's a wonderful diagnostic nurse, how I could feel this good, how I could come this far. Daily, God delivers me from the dangerous, killing pestilence. Every day, he saves me from that. Every day. Every day. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear for the terror of night. I'd start out in fear, and before my session with God was over, I had peace. I had peace. And you have to learn how to keep your peace. You will not fear by the terror of night. You will not fear for the arrow that flies by day. You will not fear the pestilence that stalks in darkness. You will not fear the plague of COVID-19 that destroys at midday and the evening, all times. This verse here is hard because I'm living this verse. And this verse makes me sad. It makes me afraid for people around me. If you ever thought about taking God serious, and I would say to be here with such a small handful tonight, you're taking God serious. This is the time to do that. If you want to live, and when you die, if you want to go to heaven, and I want to go to heaven, I am absolutely sure that I don't want to go to the other place. This verse 7, I just ask God why and how. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but COVID will not come near to you, nor burglars at night, nor death. I have missed one service since May of 1987 when I had to go to a couple that were having terrible marital problems that ended up in divorce. If I could have cut myself in two, I would have. I say, as I hear these young people, I say, God, how can that be? How can that be? I know church people that have died from the COVID. There's more to it than going to church. But if a person is saved, they will go to church. This young man is trying to make the biggest change of his life. He reads his Bible. Nobody has to ask him to. He comes to church. Nobody has to beg him to, like the people in this room. There's not many of us. Straight is the gate. I'm not going to apologize for that. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Now, I'm asking you something very important. If somebody dies that you love, please don't hold it against God. Will you do that for me? Don't hold it against God. Do you know that opportunity is the same for everybody? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. If you're calling on the name of the Lord, you're doing the right thing. And if you're praying for your relatives, you're doing the right thing. If you're doing the best you can, this box is empty. I've got one more. I could put it in my pocket or give it to somebody. Does anybody want it? All right, Brenda, I thought you should have one. You know why? Because you've got lots of trials, and so do I. And some of our trials are the same. Some of our children really are the same as we love them. You know what I think you should do with this? Don't give it away. Because you're a prayer person. I want more prayers to come out from you, sister. And you know, I'm asking you not to be mad at God if somebody passes away that you love. Please don't make that terrible mistake. It's just the wrong thing to do at this time. Don't do that. This is not a time to be offended by God, and try not to be offended by anybody else, even enemies, even people that go to a different church, even person that drives a different kind of vehicle that likes Chevys better than Fords. I personally have always been a Chevy man, and please don't hold that against me, or Toyota. But church, please listen to me tonight. God told Joshua, you're going to have to be strong and courageous. He didn't say, I will make you strong and courageous. He said, you're going to have to be strong. Inside of every person in this room is the ability to be strong and courageous, to look at the devil like many still remember that night when I just got sick and tired of that flood coming in here and putting water on these floors and flooding this place. I just got sick and tired. I put my trust in God, and I went out to an empty parking lot except for all of the water, and I pointed my finger at that water, and I said, you go back now. And it did before our very eyes. I don't have time to tell you everything that's happened, that we've seen here, and that I've seen in my life, and many others. You've seen God. How many of you could say, I know that I know I've seen God answer prayers for me? Amen. 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 If you haven't, you're going to. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm not here because I have to be. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here to see this thing through until I leave Earth. I'm going to ask you to do something tonight like never before. I want you to make an altar, and I want you to do the best at the altar that you've ever done. If you want to come up here, you can. You don't have to. And let's get ready to take communion, because it's